My name is Katsuya Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. This patient is Maria Santos, M-A-R-I-A-S-A-N-T-O-S. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This kidney disease is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, obesity, and the aging process, period. Her kidney functions have remained stable with BUN of 47 from 30, creatinine of 1.42 from 1.43, and GFR of 39 from 36. There is no evidence of proteinuria with protein to creatinine ratio of 114 milligrams. There is no significant activity in the urinary sediments, period. The patient has lost 9 pounds since the last visit and attributes it to decreased intake of sodium in the diet and improved dietary choices, period. She is euvolemic, period. Number two, hyperkalemia with serum potassium level of 5.1 from 4.7, period. We discussed limiting food choices that are high in potassium and provided written information as a resource. Period. She verbalizes understanding. We will continue to monitor. Number three, hyperphosphatemia with serum phosphorus level of 5.3 from 4.1. Period. She admits to eating a lot of cheese and dairy products. Period. We advised her to limit her intake of high phosphorus foods and provided her with written education and resources to help her. Period. She verbalizes understanding. Number four, hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. Period. Continue current management. Number six, nephrolithiasis. She denies any recent passing of renal stones and is completely asymptomatic. Period. She has a history of lithotripsy. Period. Number six, arterial hypertension, which is controlled with blood pressure reading of 131 of over 84. Continue with the current antihypertensive regimen, period. Next line, gout / hyperuricemia, well controlled, period, uric acid level of 5.1 noted. Continue allopurinol 300 milligrams daily. Next line, history of malignant neoplasm of the fallopian tube. She is status post chemotherapy and radiation. Next line, obesity with BMI of 30. We encourage her to continue losing weight by adopting a plant-based diet and increasing her physical activity. Today's weight is 171 pounds, period. We will follow up in 4 months with lab work. Next patient, Rosalyn Dorsey, Rosalyn Dorsey, Dorsey. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This kidney disease is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and the aging process, as well as HIV, period. Her kidney functions have remained stable. Rather, it has improved from a stage 4 to a 3B with BUN of 22 from 20. Creatinine of 1.74 from 2.04 and a GFR of 34 from 28. There is no evidence of proteinuria with protein to creatinine ratio of 101 milligrams, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediment, period. She denies any urinary symptoms, period. We will continue to monitor with lab work, period. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. Her A1C is 9.2%. She is currently taking Januvia 100 milligrams daily. However, she has not admitted to non-adherence to the diabetic diet. We provided her with samples of Rybelsus 3 milligrams and educated her on the importance of following a diabetic diet as well as a plant-based diet devoid of animal proteins. And she verbalizes understanding. We will reevaluate the A1C during the next visit to determine whether to continue with the Rybelsus or further adjust her her current regimen. Period. Number 3, hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5.3 on recent labs. Period. This hyperkalemia is likely related to the uncontrolled diabetes and is most likely to improve once the diabetes is under control. Period. We provided her with written and verbal education on high potassium foods to avoid and limit, and she verbalizes understanding. We will continue to monitor the potassium level. If it continues to if the hyperkalemia persists, we will consider adding either Lokelma or Veltassa during the next visit. Period. Number 4, arterial hypertension. Very well controlled. Her blood pressure reading is 130 over 85. She is euvolemic and she weighs 136 pounds and has a BMI of 24.9. Period. Continue with the current management. Number 5, vitamin D deficiency. Vitamin D25. Level is 28.8. We advise her to take vitamin D 2,000 units supplement, one tablet daily. For inflammation and heart protection, as well as to help improve the immune system. Period. We will follow up in 2 months with lab work. End.